got an awful opportunity to go out there and play the game I love.
Rolled out of bounds by Brandon Marshall. That's going to be a safety. Smith ducked away from him, but Brandon Marshall gets the sack back at the Denver 19-yard line.
Brandon Marshall is having himself a game.
Welcome back into Fox on Fox. It's not John Fox. It is Brandon Marshall, the once again starting weak side linebacker this week for the Denver Broncos. It is the real Brandon Marshall, by the way, not that other Brandon Marshall, wide receiver for the Chicago Bears, former wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. You have a little fun with that on Twitter, though, right? I mean, in your bio, you actually say, "I do not play for the Bears."
Yeah,
hashtag Bronco up.
he's been getting a lot of attention lately. So, you know, I've been getting all the brunt of his attention. You know, everybody tweets me. And so I had to say, okay, look, I'm not him. And I didn't get it, so I put my avi is now. Somebody made that picture for me. I put that as my avi.
It's side by side, right?
Yeah,
you got one of that Brandon Marshall,
exactly.
And one of you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I try to have a little bit of fun with it.
All right, well, let's get to it. Brandon Marshall is very much a household name, but you're still trying to implement you, Brandon Marshall, as the household name. You got another great opportunity here. Bad luck for your good teammate, Danny Trevathan, but great opportunity for you to step in just as you did the first couple games of the season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Danny's a great guy. That's my friend and everything, but I'm just glad that they trust me to step in. It's unfortunate what happened to Danny, but like you said, you know, I have a chance to implement my name and have everybody know, okay, there's two Brandon Marshalls, and, you know, this guy's a good player as well.
Take me through, I mean, look, as the weak side middle linebacker, you're kind of like the catcher on the infield. You're like what is Peyton Manning to the offense, the quarterback. You're the quarterback on defense. A lot of stuff going on pre-snap that I don't think a lot of folks at home really know about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get the call. You know, I got to give everybody, got to relay it to everybody, got to give the strength call, get everybody lined up. And at the same time, you know, I have to make some checks if they do certain things that, you know, I guess is unfamiliar or things that we've talked about. I have to do checks and you know, get everybody lined up. So it's really a tall task, but, you know, I enjoy it, actually.
Let's take a look at this week's opponent now, the San Francisco 49ers. First up, what you see in their defense, because they're known for their defense, right? And it's something you guys can kind of work towards and strive for to be, and you're getting there, a defense that's kind of a team that's known for their defense just as much as their offense.
Yeah, I'll say, first of all, that, you know, they're rugged in the front seven. You know, they have great, you know, D linemen, great outside linebackers, great middle linebackers. Unfortunately, Navarro Bowman's out. He got hurt, but, you know, Patrick Willis is a great linebacker. They have good backups. So, and at the same time, their secondary is great as well. So, I mean, you know, we're striving to be that on defense because they've been great, what, the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, that's what we plan to do, and we will do it.
Sounds like Peyton and company might have their hands full on that side of the football. But now reverse that. What does Colin Kaepernick, who, by the way, a former fraternity brother of yours,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, he's my frat brother.
What challenges does he present to you guys?
The guy can run, man. He can run. He's not quick like Russell Wilson. You know, it takes him a little bit to get going. He has those long legs. But the guy, you know, once he gets going, it's hard to catch him. And he has a rifle for an arm. The guy can throw the ball, so... you know, I think we have to cage rush him, make sure he doesn't step out of the pocket. We have to have a spy on him, you know, different things like that. And I'm pretty sure everybody does that against him. So
got to be smart at that weak side linebacker position. Fast, big, smart, everything. Okay, let's get to know Brandon Marshall. Some questions off the football field.
Okay. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
When you're not working here at Dove Valley, what are you working on? What are you doing outside? How do you like to spend your free time?
My free time, if I'm not studying, you know, I like to go to the movies. I love going to the movies. I'm a movie buff. If you haven't, go see the movie Gone Girl. It's a really good movie.
I read the book. I watched the movie. And the movie does compare to the book. My wife's a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. You know, I like to go bowling, you know, play video games, just different things like that, hang out with people. And, you know, I just like to just have fun like anybody else.
Born in Las Vegas, do you believe in luck?
Kind of. Okay. Not really. You know, I believe in you kind of create your own luck, you know, with hard work and preparation. But I guess if you look at some things have to be luck.
Pre-game superstitions. How about a pre-game meal, something like that, something kind of stick to? I hear that you're actually a big Krispy Kreme guy.
Oh, I love Krispy Kreme.
You're not going to chase down Colin Kaepernick eating
right,
too many
exactly.
of those, right?
I had to stay away from that.
Stay away from the Krispy Kremes. Any superstitions, though?
I used to have a lot of superstitions, honestly. Yeah. But then I realized that, you know, I would think of, okay, I have to sit this way on the bus. I have to get on this bus. I have to listen to this playlist. But it's really about preparation, I really feel like. You know, if you prepare, you work hard during the week, you're going to have success on Sunday. So I kind of got away from my superstitions, even though it's hard to help it, because I think we all have it, especially going into a big game or a big event that you have. We all have, you know, these kind of superstitions.
Well said. Thank you very much. Good visit. The real Brandon Marshall.
The real. Thank you.
right, thanks, Brandon. And we'll be back with much more from Coach Fox coming up in just a little bit. But next up, let's go to Raul Martinez, who is standing by with a look at how the Broncos' top pass rusher is using his vision to help kids in need.
That's right, Nick. From the moment he arrived in Denver, Von Miller has made headlines for his ability to take down quarterbacks. But the pass rusher's eclectic eyewear collection may be just as recognizable as his lightning-fast first step. In this week's This Is Broncos Country, Cammy Carmen shows us how Miller is now using his signature look to give back to the community.
Von Miller's a stud. I mean, Von Miller's standing right over there with the Mike Tyson shirt on. That's good stuff.
Mixing and mingling with fans, Miller is on a mission for his charity, Von's Vision.
Show all those kids that it's cool to wear glasses, cool to be you.
The second annual Celebrity Stakeout.
Yeah, my wife and I are both from there.
Gives fans a chance to chat up their favorite players.
We just had a quality conversation with David Bruton.
While raising money for Von's Vision, which provides kids with free screenings and new prescription glasses.
My whole goal is now to get those kids who have the same, you know, struggle, a new pair of glasses, a new frame, a new outlook, to be cool, you know, and that's my whole thing to get back to it.
That's a cool saloon.
While fans bid on jerseys, helmets, and other Denver gear, the Broncos have the hot topic. Get busy serving.
I got some nice Chardonnay from 2012. It's not too many people drinking white wine, so, you know, I'm not very busy tonight.
Anytime that, you know, you can give back to, you know, the community that you live in, you play in, you know, spend a lot of the time in the year in, is huge.
I wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff without, you know, the Jacob Tammys and the David Brutons and all the rookies.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
As Miller works the room in his own signature specs,
Sunday night, prime time.
He is surrounded by teammates who are happy to help.
Vaughn's done something a little bit different, a little bit special.
One of the most unselfish people I've ever met in my life.
Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Hey, a great group of guys there chipping in for a great cause. And after the break, we're back with head coach John Fox, and we're talking about the Broncos stars for the first half of the season. Hear what he says has led to success on Sundays. Plus, Chris Harris Jr. preparing to meet his match, what the cornerback says he's most nervous about with his first child's due date just a week away.